So today is March 25th, 2015. We are going to do lesson number 181. It's called Bending Fingers Backwards, Part 1. So go ahead and lie on your backs and take a moment to start to settle into the floor. Start to becoming aware of yourself, sensing yourself, and how you're feeling this morning. And I picked this lesson because I felt like we needed to weave in more work with the wrists and the hands as we continue towards the bridge. Hence the title, Bending the Fingers Backwards. So as you're lying there, on your back, really become attentive to your upper back, to your shoulder blades, the area in between your shoulder blades and your spine, and then how your arms are lying on the floor next to you. And just really becoming aware of your arms, your elbows, your wrists, your fingers. And then slowly and gently begin to roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. Good. And then bring your head back to the center. And then we're going to work with you being on your sides today, some in sitting, and even on your hands and knees. So go ahead and roll onto your right side to begin with. And use your right arm to rest your head on. So it's kind of like a pillow, and then your left hand is on the floor in front of you, and your knees are bent up in like a fetal position. So with your left hand, let's position that the left wrist is facing your belly button, and we'll say your fingers are on the floor, but they're then pointed away from you. Does that make sense? So yeah. So from here, you're just going to start. It doesn't have to be quite so much work. Oh. Yeah. Okay. So from here, think of doing a movement that you're going to start sliding this left hand away from you, right? But keeping the hand, the fingers, the heel of the hand in contact with the floor, right? So you're going to just slide away as if you were reaching for something. And each time, maybe introducing to yourself, seeing if you can go a little further so that you start to feel what happens with your left shoulder blade and then your spine, right? Your whole back and your spine, exactly. So you get to a point where you can't go any further unless the left shoulder blade reaches forward. And then the spine starts to rotate forward.
Do you want the left shoulder blade to rotate forward?
Yes, I'll come over there in a sec. Can you hear me? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it. So, Tomoko, see if this can go a little, That's it, Judy. And then you bring it back, right? You never hold anything. So really make sure that when you come back, you bring the rotation of your trunk back, right? It's not bending the elbow and just pulling the arm back, right? So as you reach forward, let your spine, yes. and then you pull it back. Now, as you continue to do this just a few more times, really taking your time to do this movement, so you become aware of each finger and all the padding, right, under your fingers as you're sliding your hand forward. So just become sensitive and tuned in to what you feel and notice about each finger, the heel of your hand. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, let that go. Let's roll onto your back and pause and rest for a moment. And just observe what that movement did. How do you feel different somehow now? Okay, so you're now going to roll onto your left side, bringing your left hand under your head, your right hand in front of you, same position. So, and with your right arm, you might want to, your left arm, you might want to straighten it above your head. So see if that's a little more comfortable to rest it. Yeah. And begin now with the right hand, with the right fingers, the heel of the hand, all resting on the floor, right? So you start to slide it away from you, and then you feel when the arm is lengthened, the elbow is straight, you start to engage that right shoulder blade and the entire spine. So you feel yourself rotating, right? Your chest starts to come closer to the floor, your head rolls on your arm, going as far as you can, and then make sure that you pull back your trunk so you bring the rotation back as the arm comes back. And then starting to sense and notice the pads of your fingers under each finger and the heel of your hand, the palm of your hand. Really tune into the sensitivity of your hand. Excellent. Okay, and then let's let that go and go ahead and roll onto your back and rest. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll onto your right side again, and again, maybe lengthen the right arm up so it's long. Might be easier. Bend your knees in a fetal position, that's it, to balance. Left hand on the floor in front of you. And so we're gonna continue with this idea, maybe not going quite as far with the rotation of your trunk. So more lengthening your arm out and the shoulder blade just a little bit. And then when you get to the end of that, you're going to start to lift the fingers, not the wrist, but your fingers. So it's like you lengthen your arm out, and at the very end, you want to lift the fingers, literally like you're pivoting on the heel of the hand. So the heel and the wrist start to push into the floor, and then you put it back down, and then you bring the arm back again. That's it, Corinne. So to the point that your fingers start to lift up towards the ceiling. So then you really have the heel of your, that's it, your wrist down. And then you lower the fingers and slide the arm back. And really take your time with this. So again, you don't want to reach out quite as far. You want to start lifting those fingers sooner so that you can get the heel and the wrist down. Fingers up towards the ceiling. And then you lower them. And then you come back. Excellent. So now we're going to add on a little bit more to this before we take a pause. So once the fingertips are lifted towards the ceiling, imagine as if strings were attached to the end of those fingers up at the ceiling. So in that configuration, right, you kind of stay there, and then the entire arm starts to lift, right? So as if somebody's pulling the fingertips up. That's it. So the elbow stays straight, and you lift until your hand is towards the ceiling, your palm. So it's like if you were pushing, that's it, the ceiling. And then you go back down. Excellent. Then you lower the fingers, and then you retract the arm and start again. But don't rush it. Excellent. And then you lift all the way up as if then your hand was on the ceiling, and then you go back down. And your elbow is straight the whole time. You really want to watch. And then the heel goes down, the fingers, and you bring it back. And again, you guys are moving really, really nicely. You're taking your time. There's no rush. Maybe you could even imagine as if your hand was like a paintbrush, and as if you were painting the wall in front of you and then the ceiling, up to the ceiling. And maybe do it one more time. That's it. And then you're going to let it go and rest on your backs. And again, as you come onto your back, your legs lengthen, your arms come down comfortably by your sides, and just becoming aware of any new sensations, new experiences. Now with your left arm, your left shoulder, the left side of your spine. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll on to your left side. Have your left arm long up under your head. Bend your knees, that's it. Right arm is resting on the floor in front of you. So again, start gently to slide the hand away. Pivot the fingers up so that the heel of the hand is in the floor, and then lower again. So do this movement a few times so that you really start to get those fingers to lift and the heel of the hand and the wrist in the floor. So don't lift the arm yet, right? Just really feel how you can lift those fingers. And what is it like on this side? And then you slowly start to introduce to yourself, once the fingers are lifted and the wrist and the heel of your right hand are on the floor, then the fingertips lift, the entire arm lifts, bringing your hand to be parallel to the ceiling, right? And then you slowly come back down. Excellent, and maybe do that just one more time before you bring yourself to lying on your back and taking a rest. That's it. And then go ahead and rest on your backs. Okay, so from here, you're going to bring yourself up to sitting with your legs crossed comfortably in front of you. So roll to a side and cross your legs and just notice which way is kind of automatic and most comfortable. Okay, so you're going to bring your hands, if you can, in front of you. Yeah. Okay, so same idea. Is that you're going to start to slide your hands away from you and then bring them back. And yeah, so keep doing that. And so a couple ideas that we've done before, right, is so you can have your legs crossed like this or this way, or if you need to have one on top, if that makes it easier. You guys are doing okay. Okay, right? So same idea. Slide the hands away from you. And before you get to the end point, right, before you get to your maximum place, let the fingers come up and the heel of the hands and the wrists come down. And you're going to feel this a lot right under here, your arms and in your back, right? So if you're doing it correctly, so to speak, so you come away. If you go too far, your wrist wants to pop up, right? So that's why, you know, you start sooner than later, because you really want the elbow straight and the heels of the hands to flatten. And then you lower. So you really have to pivot in your hips and your spine gets long. And you're breathing. So it's not about how far you can go, but getting that, yeah. Excellent. Good. And then bring your hands back, and before we change the crossing of your legs, let's reposition your hands next to you. And we're going to do one hand at a time. So it's this idea, you're going to use the other hand to kind of balance and reach and come back. Slide the hand, lift the fingers, and come back. Right? So it's a different position for the arm. You might start to feel some stuff around your elbows. Excellent. Come back. And let's just try changing the crossing of your legs. Let's stay with the arms to the side. And then we'll go back to the arms in front. And then bring both hands in front. Again, feel the movement is in the hips. So from the get-go, you're bending at the hips. Fingers lift, heel and wrists push into the floor, and then you come back. And one of the things to become aware of is if there is any tension or difficulty, it'll show up in your elbows. Your elbows will want to bend a little bit. Excellent. Okay, and let it go and roll onto your back and rest. Okay, so you're going to come up to sitting again, and this time you're going to sit with your right leg in front, so to speak, and your left leg bent behind. You're going to place your right hand next to you. There's a little weight there, but you want to avoid leaning into it. So it's just there on the floor, but you're not really weight bearing and leaning. And you're going to bring your left hand in front of you. And you're going to start to slide it away. Lift the fingers. And just like we did before on your sides, is then you start to lift the arm all the way up to the ceiling so that the palm of the hand is, if you're going to push the palm of the hand into the ceiling, looking at it with your head and eyes, coming down the wall in front of you. First, the heel touches Then you lower the fingers and slide the arm back. So you slide, you pivot, you look at those fingers, you lift. So you feel, what are you doing also in your belly, your hip, your chest? This isn't all about the wrist. So there's a connection. Excellent. Right, so you first again bend in your hips, and then when you lift, your chest lifts, your ribs lift, your neck and chin lifts. And go ahead and do that one more time. Excellent. And then you're going to let that go. Go ahead and roll onto your backs and rest. Okay, so you're going to come up to sitting again. You're going to change the legs so that the left leg is in front of you, the left hand's by you, right hand in front. Start to slide the hand, pivot the fingers, and then you start to look up and follow those fingers till the palm of your hand is towards the ceiling. And you can even think of pushing up. You'll feel that all the way up the arm into the armpit. Right, these are places in our arms that are somewhat difficult to get to, but we're doing it in this lesson. There's any issues with the tendons and the forearm, the elbow, right? If you use one or both of your hands a lot, and this is hard, excellent. Do at least one more time, and then again we'll take a rest on your back. Excellent. And go ahead and rest on your backs. Okay, so you're going to come up to sitting with your legs crossed in front of you again. So come into the easiest position for yourself. And this time you're going to bring both arms straight out to the side, fingers up. So you really need to start thinking of the heel of your hand, and like you're pressing the heel of your hands away from you. So you're going to bend in, and then think like if you were being squeezed by the walls, right? And you're going to resist that. So you're going to push the heels of your hands away from you to straighten your elbows and then bend in again. So you may be feeling this again a lot around the elbows and in the forearms, depending on the use. Make sure you're breathing. And then from here, you're going to take both hands up to the ceiling. Touch the fingers and come back down. Go back up again. Excellent. Let's rest it. It's hard, isn't it? Keeping the arms. It's a lot. Huh? Is anybody feeling it in their forearms? Okay. Yeah, the wrists. So wherever you're feeling it is telling you where you use yourself the most to engage your arms. So it's just really, it can be here, 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 here. Okay, hands in front again, right? Slide and then pivot, and then we're gonna come to this place where your hands are right away, you know, against away from you. Again, bend the elbows and then drive the heels away from you to straighten the elbows. Bend and then drive those heels away from you. It's as if you were pushing the wall. And then from there, you're gonna take again both hands up, following with your chest, head, and eyes. So both hands are parallel to the ceiling, elbows are flat, and then you're going to come back down. Let your chest lift. Really open that chest in the front side of you. Let those ribs lift. One more time. Excellent. And let's lie down on your backs and rest. Okay, come up to sitting again, cross-legged, one more time. You're gonna bring the arms back to the position of straight out to the side, fingers to the ceiling, and think of your hands as like as if you were washing, let's say, a windshield or a mirror or a glass window. So you're gonna turn your hands. So let's say, think the thumbs go down. Then you bring the fingertips back up and then the thumbs turn up, right? So you're turning not only the wrists, but you should feel the entire arms turn from inside the shoulder joints. Keeping the heel of the hand pushed away from you and the fingers straight. And breathing. Okay, rest. It's tiresome, yes? Okay, now let's go to the position of sitting the right leg in front, the left behind. Your right hand is gently placed on the floor next to you. You're gonna take your left hand, lift it up so it's towards the ceiling. And then the same idea of turning inside the shoulder joint, but the chest, even your head, as if your hand was washing the ceiling. Right? You feel all the way down to your hip joint and your trunk turning. And notice, as you're doing this, this is kind of a stretch to notice, what's happening on the right hand. So I want you to pay attention that as you're turning yourself, the weight changes on the right hand. The right hand gets flatter. So it's like you're pushing like the two hands in a way away from you, right? But you're turning the left one and you're turning from the pelvis and it changes the weight on your right hand. You okay, Corinne? Break. Rest. I know it's tiring. Change over. Bring the left leg in front. So you place the left hand next to you. You can start off with the right hand in front. Pivot the fingers so that the heel of the hand is towards the ceiling. You're looking up at it. Again, you're not leaning. You're just barely resting on the left hand nicely. And you start to turn the hand and your body. And then you're feeling how that changes the pressure on your left hand next to you, the heel of the hand. Excellent. Okay, let's let all that go. Rest on your backs again. And just notice the new sensations that you're feeling in your arms, maybe around, like for me, it's around my elbow, my right forearm. Okay, so from here, let's just have you roll over, straight over, so you come up onto your hands and knees, right? So your head will be towards the back of the room, right? And first of all, just feel and notice how this feels to your hands and wrists now. Just from the work we've done, you know, is it a little bit more comfortable? Okay? So really make sure that the heels of your hands are lined up with your shoulders. And what you're going to do is you're just going to lean your whole body forward and come back. So you want to feel that you bring your upper body forward over your fingers. They start to flatten out. So we're going to kind of stretch out the back of the heel of the hands. Excellent. Good. Come back to all fours. And now we're going to just work with one hand at a time, sliding it away, sliding it back. And can it come all the way back to your knee? Okay, big bend in the wrist. So sliding it away in many ways is easier. And then you slide it back, you pull the heel of the hand towards your knee, right?
My arm's bending.
You don't want your arm bending. So you want to keep that elbow straight, because if you bend the elbow, then you don't have to do it.
Ooh.
Ooh. And you feel it. And let's try the left. You're going to slide it away. Again, both elbows should be in a way locked, right? You don't want to be bending the elbows, and you slide away. And then you drag that heel back to touch your left knee. Okay. Good. Come back to the starting position, and then one more time, lean your body forward and come back. It's not a huge movement. Elbows straight, right? This should be bringing your arms and your shoulders forward over your fingertips and your head. Your head is in front of the fingertips, right? So it's a really big stretch in the wrists, all the way up to the elbows and forearms. You okay, Corinne? Excellent. Let it go. Go ahead and lie down on your backs. I think that's much better. Legs long. Arms down by your sides. Okay, so from here, we're just going to do just a couple movements that relate to the bridge. We'll just see how what we did today, if that just made things a little bit more freed up and easier in your wrists. So starting on with your right side, go ahead and bend your right leg. Bring your right leg to stand. Okay, and go ahead and bring your right hand up into the push-up position for the bridge. Right? Fingers towards the shoulder. So Tomoko, your fingers are by your head. Yeah, by your head. So is that a little bit better? Right? Just like what we did last week. There you go. Now, you're going to keep the elbow and the knee towards the ceiling. You push the right foot, you push the right hand, and you roll everything to the left. That's it. So it's Tomoko, it's more of a rolling, it's not lifting. Right? There you go. But keep the elbow and the knee up. So yes. So your knee and your elbow stay up so you get all this arch. Yes, that's gonna help open this a lot. Yeah. And then you roll back, right? And just see if that's feeling easier. And then we started to introduce the back of the head sliding into the gap. So your chin opens up from your chest. I can't get my phone down at all. Lift this there. Just keep working with it. Beautiful. Really push the belly and the hip forward. Get this knee. Yes. Excellent. And just do that once or twice more. Really getting a real big arch, and it's like you're doing a half a bridge. Excellent. And as you do it just a couple more times, really thinking again, the heel of that hand pushes down, the fingers flatten out, right? So for those of you that weren't here the last couple weeks, this is going to be harder than those of you that have been here because we've been progressively working towards this. Beautiful. Okay, let's rest. Come to rest on your back. Bring your right arm down, your right leg. Then let's try the same thing on the left side. Bring the left arm up, left hand up. There you go. Again, remember the left elbow and knee stay towards the ceiling. As you push them, your body rolls and arcs to the right. Let that right leg be free, right? It rolls too. And then you start to introduce the back of your head slides through the gap that you're making with your left hand, and your chest really has to pop forward. And then the space between your chin and your chest increases. And you're feeling the fingers, the heel of the hand push into the floor, that this is getting stronger, more supple. Do it maybe one more time, and then we'll come back to resting on your back. Okay, and rest. Bring your arms down by your side, your legs long. And start to notice how you're lying on the floor now. What feels different? What new sensations are you experiencing? How this lesson's affected you? What got stimulated or kind of woke up for you? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Notice the quality of rolling your head to each side. Just see if that feels smoother, lighter, freer. Excellent. And then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side, eventually come to sitting and then standing to observe how you feel in standing from this lesson.